Welcome to Hammer
Down!
Number one sports betting show, come out with Pat McAfee, Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tone Dix.
And I'm Baby Tone.
That man right there. That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
What?
Good day.
Good day to you, Saya.
Saya.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
Just trying to fucking see if I can tighten this thing up.
Good to see the Pirates hat back.
Never left.
That hat's sweet.
It is a cool hat. It is a cool hat. Otter, how are we?
Tony, pretty good, actually. I'm starting to like baseball. 3-0 okay. Night last night, so obviously that's why. But sure, it'll come around.
Okay. Fucking good night for the show then on the fucking diamond, as that's what we'll need to just keep doing because it's diamond season, okay? Well, will there be some other stuff that pops up? Yes. You know,
travel. Got a full MLS slate tomorrow.
Full MLS slate tomorrow. We got to talk about the Travelers. We won't talk about that till tomorrow.
The Junkies on tomorrow?
I would assume so. We got a fucking elevated event.
Yeah, John Rahm's making the charter plane. I'm sure the Junkies are on board.
I would hope so. Rahm's gotten a little quiet since the...
There was actually a long article today about him kind of bitching about the designated event right
after.
Dude,
do you see how many people like trying to make a big deal out of him like tapping that sign with his fucking club? Like, fuck off, dude.
I don't love the players bitching about the... they were bitching about not enough money, and now they're bitching about the elevated events after.
Well, it's just like who made the schedule and decided to put two designated events after two majors?
Well,
look at your boy Rory.
Seriously. Part of me gets why they did it because they want to keep it fucking rolling.
Yeah, keep the buzz, the momentum.
Yeah.
The minutia of the moment.
Yeah. Thank you.
Does golf technically have like an off season? Like obviously winter,
November January.
There's a tournament of champions, which is kind of like
in Hawaii.
Yeah, in Hawaii, which is kind of like all the top salesmen from the old firm going on their annual trip.
FedEx is in September. Right. Yep.
And so that is the end of the season.
That is the end of the season. But October. Then you'll have the Ryder Cup this year. And then, January, February.
Didn't know Lefty and Pat Perez weren't boys.
Ryder Cups were.
Apparently they were tight.
It's like USA.
Yeah. World, maybe Phil thought they were a little tighter than they were.
Yeah. but yeah, we'll do that.
Just a little camera rolls. Scroll. You know what that happens when you're going left.
On his phone or was it actually?
I think it was probably digital.
Was it Little Lefty or
also?
I picture Phil with like a Polaroid.
Also, Phil's people did say that this account of what happened from Shipnook is erroneous on all counts. So all of this is allegedly.
Okay,
it's always
alleged. Jesus Christ. All right, today let's do. Let's dive into it. Baseball, and then we'll do some MLS.
Woo!
Good little
MLS tomorrow. We're good.
Fuck. Oh, my bad. I thought it was a full slate tomorrow. So get out.
No, nighttime.
Today.
Nighttime.
Boom. MLS tomorrow. Just ball today.
Just some ball.
Okay. Let's talk a little fucking ball. Spencer Strider goes against Ranger Suarez. I had a real tough time with this one. Strider has struggled a little bit as of late. Suarez has been real good as of late, but both teams have been really good. I decided to take, let me see here. Let me make sure I'm correct on the number. The home team getting first 5.5. I don't love going against the Braves, especially when they're playing well. Phillies are also playing really well. Suarez has been good. I'll take the half. It's not my favorite bet. It's not my POD. But Suarez and the Phillies.
I'm sitting this one out.
Okay.
I'm sitting it out too, but I think you're right, Tony, where the home dog is the side. If you're out there dying to get down on the Phillies, I would do the full game plus 1.5.
Both teams are 8-2 in their last 10. Braves are 14-3 in their last 17. That's pretty good. Phillies are 13-3 in their last 16. So both teams really good. So I don't love
NL East is alive right now.
I don't love taking games where both teams are hot.
Yeah. Tonight to me has some scary -155s on the board.
If it was a shorter board, I would have forced the Braves in there.
I hear you. Now win against the Braves. Don't love doing that. Bradish goes against glass now. Baltimore at Tampa, whose home record is, some would say, really good. It's 31-7. So me doing this, I don't feel good, but I am going to be on the Baltimore Orioles first 5+1/2.
Yeah, I like the Rays here, but I'm not going to lay a half. I'm out.
Okay.
I'm on the Orioles full game +1.5. Okay. I like the probability of a one-run Rays win here, coupled with, obviously, the Orioles maybe squeaking one out. I think it should be a closely contested affair.
Okay. Yesterday, we played the KC and Detroit game because there was a pitcher that was 0-14. He is now 0-15.
Was he 0-? I don't know if he was 0-13 going for 0-14.
I thought it was 0-14 going for
0-15. Now,
yeah. Today,
Daniel, first five fucking lost.
Yeah, I did. Today, Daniel Lynch isn't much better.
Sorry.
But I will not be taking Detroit today with Lorenzen.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. Kikuchi goes against Yuri Perez on the red hot Miami Marlins, who Brucey Bruce was on yesterday. I am going to be on Miami today. First five, money line -122. They're just a much better team than Toronto right now. Fucking Yuri's good. 7-3 in their last 10. Toronto's 3-7. Yeah, Miami first five, money line.
I'll join you. Marlins first five, money line.
No respect in the number. I, too, am on Miami at home.
I got a fucking guy hitting 400.
Yeah, I mean, there.
I should have known betting on fucking Berrios yesterday. Christ.
Yeah.
He
stinks.
Seattle, New York. Kirby goes against Cole. Two pitchers that been pretty solid. Two teams that haven't been hitting well. I'll take, it's a low number. First five under 3.5.
Ooh.
I'm on the Yanks first five money line. This feels short.
It is. I mean, what a world we're living in where. You know, we're getting Cole at -110 pretty much.
At home,
yeah. Yankees are +1.5 now. It's -200. The Yankees are a dog at home against the Mariners right now.
I mean,
yeah,
like, Bruce, you got to talk me off of taking this one. Garrett Cole 7-1 as a starter. Full game money line. Why would I not do this?
So with Aaron Judge, the Yankees were obviously winning baseball games and averaging about 5.3 runs per game, I think it was. And now without Aaron Judge, they are losing baseball games and averaging 3.2 runs per game. So the offense has basically been cut in half, and it is difficult to win games against good pitchers like Kirby when you're not scoring any runs.
Yeah.
So that is the concern mainly.
Yeah. And I
Harrison Bader's back though. So the master Bader might spark some life.
Bader's a bit of a spark.
He is. That is like the only hope tonight for the Yankees. Is Harrison Bader hitting Bader's a triple.
Playing, he's doing something for the Yanks.
And I am going for the no runs because the Yankees haven't been scoring and Cole's great at home.
Yeah, I'm not betting it. If I were, I would try to find the Yankees first 5+1/2.
I'll take a money line full game.
Okay. St. Louis is in Washington. Jordan Montgomery versus Mackenzie Gore. I'm good on that one.
Put me down for the Cards first five money line.
Can't get away from them, can you?
See, I had a vision.
Tweaked it out last night.
I had a vision of years past where I've laid -154 on the Cardinals tonight and and lost. So I'm out.
Okay. Two teams going in opposite directions currently, the Cubs and the Pirates. Cubs have had their number. Cubs have 8-2 in their last 10. Buccos are 2-8.
Stroman just beat him too.
Yeah.
Stroman has already pitched in this series.
Cubs. Yeah, they did the series and they went back to back, right? Back. No.
It was last week. It was like 8 days.
I'll take the Cubs first five money line.
You know what? I'm going to take a swing here just because of the way that I know Stroman is super up and down. So I'm taking the Pirates full game money line. I think he gets a loss tonight.
Cubbies first five money line.
Okay. I know Cincy's the hottest team in the world right now, winning 9 straight. Noah Davis goes against Ben Lively, but for some reason I couldn't pull the trigger tonight on them.
I mean, what's the first five at now?
I mean, it was that. Juiced. That's why I didn't want to lay.
They're -190.
I didn't want to lay 190 with Ben Lively.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm laying 190 with Ben Lively. I believe my eyes with the Cincinnati Reds at home. And I think they're the side. Definitely a parlay piece.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Oakland at Cleveland. Medina goes against Savali. I wanted to take Cleveland, but I didn't want to lay that number. 250, I believe it is.
No, thank you.
260 now. Sox are at the Twins. Crawford against Ober. I like Bailey Ober a lot, but I like the Sox bats better, so I stayed away.
Let's ride the hot hand here. Sox again, first five plus a half. They're playing ball, right? They're playing defense. It's all it's kind of coming together right now.
And you're wearing a nice cutter today, Gump.
Yeah, boy. Well said.
Good work, Bruce.
Oh, yeah.
Arizona's at Milwaukee. Similar situation here where I like the D-backs bats a lot better, but I like the Brewers pitching. So I stayed away. D-backs got the best of Corbo last night, huh?
Yeah. I'm out on this one.
Verlander goes against Framber. It's an even matchup for me.
What happened here last night?
The Mets.
What the hell? Astros got shellacked last night.
Strohs aren't really the Strohs.
Yeah.
I don't know how to look at this game. It's like Verlander coming back to Houston, pitched well last time out.
I mean, they got to get in the video room after last night and pull some dirty tricks on old Dusty Verlander. So I'm on the Astros full game.
Oh, you guys can't.
Yeah, I'm Astros first five money line.
Yeah, I mean, they can't like get swept by the Mets.
They're really missing what's his name in the middle of the lineup, though, man.
Yeah, I miss
Yordano Alvarez. Yes. Like he was massive for them.
Eovaldi goes against Cease, Texas at Chicago White Sox. I will be on full game Rangers.
POD, Rangers first five money line. Play it again.
Yep, run it back. And that, I think, is probably the parlay of the night for me is Reds money line, Rangers money line, Astros money line.
Okay.
There it is. This would three-legger, he said.
This would be a team ride if it was against any other team.
Okay. Dads are in San Francisco. Lugo goes against Desclafani. I'm good.
Giants came back last night. I'm taking Giants first five plus a half at home.
I'm on the Giants too, but they're comeback kids. I'm off the first five and on the full game moving forward with the San Francisco.
Dude, did you see Yaz's walk
off? Oh my lord!
Into the water, dude. That was fucking beautiful, man.
The three best things in baseball are, you know, Fenway Park over the Green Monster, Bronx is rocking home run Godzilla Upper Decker, and then into the fucking.
This fucking guy, McCovey Cove.
A walk-off into the drink was special, man.
Unreal. They're a great squad.
Tony is very upset.
You're mad about leaving out Roberto Clemente Bridge? It is the most beautiful vista in Major League Baseball, no doubt about it.
Thank you. That's all I needed to hear.
And a top three stadium of the 16 I've been to.
Thank you. Kershaw goes against Detmers. I'm actually going to go first five under 4.5 this one because Dodgers and Angels both struggle against lefties. We got two lefties.
Dodgers, any way you can get them.
Okay, Dodgers, any way you can get them.
This feels like an early pivotal game for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
They are. Yeah. There's some weird.
The NL West is a bit of a scene, to be fair. Yeah.
There's some stuff going on in that clubhouse.
Yeah, they got to figure it out.
I really JD Martinez has been like mashing for them too. Like it's kind of. They lost like a lot of the old firm though. Like we got Justin Turner.
Yeah, and they've been trotting out Noah.
So like the A's this year, or not the A's, sorry, the Angels this year are actually like good.
Not bad.
They're better than usual.
Yeah.
They're in the mix.
They're fucking put in the mix, huh?
Yeah.
It's in the mix.
They're definitely being put in
the mix. Always there.
Demers has a four.
There's some like eight.
I'm going Dodgers full game.
They're stacked or they stink, it feels like.
What?
What do you mean?
Like all the divisions, like the good divisions are very good.
Oh, yeah.
And the other divisions are like barely over 500 as you in first place.
Yep.
Yeah. Angels are eight games over. That's pretty, I mean,
need the good golfer in your group, I guess.
For sure. Well said.
Well said, Bruce.
Today, I got Phillies first five plus a half against the Braves. Baltimore first five plus a half against the Rays. Two tough teams to go against. POD. Miami Marlins first five money line against Toronto. Seattle and the Yankees first five under. Cubs first five money line. Rangers full game money line. And Dodgers and Angels first five under.
all first five, Marlins money line, Cards money line, Cubs money line, Yanks money line, Red Sox plus a half, Rangers money line, Stros money line, Giants plus a half, Dodgers money line.
I am on the Miami Marlins full game.
Okay.
The Orioles plus 1.5, the Reds minus 190, the Rangers minus 145, the Astros minus 150, and the Giants at home, even money.
Mitt, what did you have?
I've been doing good not saying my picks into the
fair play
end of the show. So.
Fair play.
We're come on, we can't be switching up the mojo, Tony.
Yeah, then we can't clip it.
I respect it.
Respect.
I respect.
Let it ride.
But I also don't.
Let it ride. All right,
fine.
No,
so,
no.
Don't try to fucking change the mojo now.
Yeah.
Nope.
Unless you got a good quote.
Do you have a quote to end the show, Mitt?
Yeah.
You know, the quote actually did get tweeted at me yesterday, and I did like
it.
It is a quote.
Yeah, can we start moving forward, ending the day with a Mick quote?
That is a good idea.
We want a new quote.
Well, first, let's nail down first quote.
This is the actual quote. Is a jack of all trades is a master of none, oftentimes better than a master of one.
Boom.
There you have it, folks.
Wow.
Fucking, I'm still
pretty. Do we believe that?
Ben, do I believe that personally? No, I don't.
I believe it when it comes to like youth sports.
I don't believe that at all.
Master of one is pretty good.
See, I like if you're a contractor, but you're a jack of all trades, you could do the plumbing, you do the electricity.
True. Soup the nuts.
Yes. But the quote is oftentimes, so I mean.
If you're a golfer and you're a master of one, which is golf, then yeah, okay.
But what if you're just a master of driving?
Exactly.
Well, then that's it. We'll leave you ponder on that tonight.
We'll be back with another quote tomorrow.
Yep.
Mitt's quote tomorrow will be I can't wait for it.
Mitt's quote of the day.
All right, we're not doing that.
Yeah, we are.
We are. Sorry about
that.
Can't change the mojo now.
No, we can't.
Damn it.
Yep. If you're not gonna listen,
I'll say my baseball picks and then we'll go to you and you will say quote.
Sorry.
Sometimes just how life goes.
Good luck.
God bless.